Talk Station. We're broadcasting live from Etimi and Crescent Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Good morning to you once again. If you are just tuning in, this is the last hour of the Morning Crossfire. But when we're done at 9 o'clock, Jimmy will be back in here for Daily Digest, absolutely. And after Jimmy, the techers will be here with What's Up Lagos. But in the meantime, it's Thursday. And on Thursday, every Thursday, here on Nigeria Info's Morning Crossfire, we discuss health and health-related matters. This morning, we are taking a look at medical checkup. How important is going for medical checkups once in a while, even if it's not comprehensive? What are our major problems in this country? Malaria, for instance, typhoid fever, yellow, I don't know, maybe. But these ones that we know that they are very common, do we even go for checkups for them before we fall ill? Have you done it? Do you do it? Is that a culture in your own household? Because right now people have started making plans for the festive season. But trust me, they have zero plans for medical checkup. It's the end of the year. No plan at all. It's not part of it. What is part of it right now is to buy Ashodun, Ashoebi, buy chicken, buy this. That is the plan. But should we blame all of these things on wrong priority setting or maybe financial issues or education? Because we all say this all the time, health is wealth. But do we practice it? Do we put it into practice? Is it part of our life? Is it part of our culture? Is it part of our practice? We know the saying. It's a cliche. Everybody knows health is wealth. Well, according to research, people around the world pay varying levels of attention to health issues and they give different levels of priority regarding medical checkups around the world. So it's not peculiar to Nigeria alone. And this is quite worrisome because you want to ask questions such as, maybe is the high level of poverty, especially here in Nigeria, that is contributing to the way we care less when it comes to medical checkups? Let me even blow your mind. Even when NGOs, associations say that, come on, we are doing free medical outreach here, very few people will go. You see someone that needs this medical checkup, that just will just walk by. To him, the shop that is going, the market that she's going is more important than that free medical checkup. Free, oh, free, will still not go. I mean, when was the last time you were at the hospital for routine checkups? Do you even know your health status, your BP, your malaria level, your typhoid level? Do you know all of this? Do you know your numbers? But this morning, we'll talk about how regularly you should go for medical checkups. Dr. Tuyime Bawodun will join me any moment now. He is a public health physician, a public health expert. So he will join me and will shed light on this. But before I bring him on, I want to talk to you first, Lagos. When was the last time you visited the hospital for a checkup? If you have not done it before, why is it that it never occurred to you? You didn't see it as important. You always wait till you have headache or feverish condition before you think of it. I will just take your thought very briefly before we go to Dr. Tui. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Talk to me. Be very sincere. No judgment at all. No judgment. Just be very sincere as to how important you take medical checkups. Maybe it's the fear of the money that's scaring you away. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Yes, I'm calling from
Ikorodu. Welcome, Issa.
Okay. The matter on ground, not that we don't want to. For me, not that I don't want to. I wish to.
Okay.
But the money. For BP and sugar levels,
yeah.
Those ones is cheap.
Okay.
For typhoid and malaria, they are cheap.
Okay.
The way I wish my health to be checked is twice in a year.
Okay.
Go to the hospital. Run a general checkup from my...
Ese.
Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay. Run a general checkup from my head to my toe.
Mm.
But when you get to the hospital, the kind of money you will be hearing, first and foremost, I will stand and check my son's school fees, my daughter's school fees, three of them.
Mm.
The food they will take to school.
Mm.
I have to come back and say, okay, maybe later. That is the issue.
So it's the cost like, for you.
I want to go and visit a dentist, but the money they just told me for consultation alone is
13,000
naira. Treatment has not started.
For consultation, 13,000 naira.
Yes, treatment has not started. You see, the reason why some of us will not want to go.
I hear you.
And go to the roadside chemist to get.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. I hear you. So it's a cost. Thank you, Ese. Thank you. Like I said, no judgment. Dr. Tui has joined us. Good morning to you, Dr. Tui.
Hey, Sharif. Good morning to you.
How are you doing, sir?
How are you today?
I'm doing okay, sir. I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Please stay on the line, Dr. Tui. Let's listen together. Let's listen to, you know, people's reaction to going for medical checkups. Then I'll come to you, Dr. Tui. Let's take a few more calls. Huh? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sharif.
Good morning to you.
My name is Biodo. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Biodo. Welcome. Go on. Go on, Biodo. Go on.
Yeah. It is the cost, I must say.
The cost?
Like me now, my salary is just 50,000. From that, I'll pay for my children's fees, pay for house rent and all that, even though I wish to. But the people I'm working for, that I'm staying with, most times they're going for medical checkup.
Yeah.
I feel like going with them.
Okay.
Even though they don't care about the person that's working for them, they have to check about his health or not.
Yeah.
But me, this is the cost. Because at the end of the day, when you look at what you have at hand, the family will eat.
Yeah.
Like I give my family just 20,000 for the whole month to feed.
Oh.
I'm not always at home. So it's the cost, I must say. Let me just put that it is the cost.
The cost.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Biodun. Thank you. Again, let's take a few more thoughts. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sharif.
I'm doing okay.
This is Biodun from Yaba. I'm so happy you brought this topic.
Oh.
I got a full physical last December. I think we should get it at least once a year.
Okay.
I think if you go to the federal or state hospitals, as for the woman for dental, is cheaper there. It's not up to that.
Okay.
Now, I also want to say that walking and drinking water is very, very crucial. Lagos is not an enabling place to walk. Last week, I almost got run over by Marua. So I do a lot of walking. I drink water. All these things also help.
Yeah.
If I feel I have malaria, I get a test before I take drugs.
Yeah.
So I think I kind of am on the right path. But I think we need to also stress walking and drinking water and things of that nature.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Dr. T, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, very well. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. It's good to have you here.
But always my pleasure, Sherry.
Let's get started. We'll go to people later, but I'm sure that you've heard the plight of people. We'll come to their plights later. But please, for those who are still wondering what we're talking about, tell us what periodic or routine medical checkup is and how important is it to undertake periodic medical examination?
Yeah, thank you, Sherry. Now, this is the starter. The only home you have, the only place that you cannot discard, what is going to stay with you from birth till death is your body. You may choose to say that, listen, I am changing my place from flat to a duplex to, you know, to a palace. I'm changing my location from Banana to New York or whatever. But you can't change your body. Your body stays with you till you die.
That's right.
That's your home.
That's right.
Where all your aspiration is. That's where all your thoughts, all your actions, all everything you want to be is inside your body. That's your home.
That's right.
Okay? From your head to your toes, the body is well made, constructed, structured to let you achieve what you want to achieve. So it becomes important. that your body should be the first thing you should take care of. Because without that body, you can't take care of your family, you can't work, you can't aspire, you can't achieve what you want to achieve. So now, I saw the challenges of people trying to do health check, even when they have, even when they desire to do it. I saw their challenges of location, finance,
limited
and all that.
Resources. Yes. Okay?
But the health check can start from home, from you.
How?
Okay?
How?
Don't let us always imagine that for me to check my body, yes, I have to again get into an hospital and do that. The first thing that is that, listen, even in your house, okay, of course, you have a weight scale. You can know your weight. You can know your height. You can know your waist line. What is it? Is it increasing, stable, or decreasing? From home, you can check your blood pressure. From home, you can examine your skin. If there are other lumps or anything in your skin, you can feel your breast. For men, they can check their testes from home. You can look at your teeth and see whether there's any growth. So that critical observation at home is the beginning of a proper health check. That one you can do on the weekly, on a daily basis. Okay? Don't let us always assume that when I'm talking about health check, it has to be until I get to hospital before I can get a health check.
Right.
So, now, that is important.
Right.
Now, let me also say that for everybody, okay, any age group, you need health check. I don't care whether you're 3 years, and that is what the Well Children Clinic is all about. Okay, it's a health check to look at the baby and look and screen and look for what could compromise or be a challenge to their growing up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, even if you are old, if you are working, you need health check. Okay. Now, what then are the factors that determine whether you know I'm going to do a health check?
Right.
Of course, age is one of them. If you are young, the kind of health check or screening you do may be a bit different from what an older person will do. Okay? Your lifestyle may also determine the kind of specific health check you need to do. Okay? The kind of work you do may determine, okay, your sex. Am I a male or a female will determine and then the family history.
Right.
In our family, we know that we used to have breast cancer or that kind of thing. You know that you have to commence the check earlier, or even cardiac problem, you have to commence your check earlier. Then your premorbid state, how have you been before you actually, you know, before you get to where you are?
Yeah.
Or your present state, or even the present state of public health. You can even see now that even COVID-19 is becoming a routine check in a way now because of the present state of the public health around the world.
Right.
So you can choose to say, okay, how do we time this screening? You can do it at the preschool, you know, before you enter school, pre-employment, and it can be routine. A health check can be basic, it can be comprehensive. But of course, why do we need health check? We need it because not all diseases will show symptoms.
That's right.
Not all diseases.
That's right.
Some of them, they're going to show their symptoms, you know, as complication. Can you imagine somebody having heart problem? The next thing you see that the person has, you know, a heart attack or a stroke.
Right.
Or even, you know, got paralyzed on one side. That is the first time the person may notice that his blood pressure was high. And then if you pick a disease at early stage, what it means is that you can quickly intervene, do an early treatment, and get along with it. So that is the general background on what health check is, why you need it. But again, your body is your home. It's a permanent home that you cannot run away from. It's a permanent home that you cannot change. That is where your ambition, your aspiration, everything you have. So you have to look at the body and give the body all the care. And the body is structured in a way, divinely constructed, divinely orchestrated to support your ambition, to support your goal, to make sure that you stay healthy. In fact, the body can remain perpetually alive if we obey some simple rule. It has been constructed in that way. So that again, we have issues.
Dr. Tuyi, let me allow one or two questions for you from Lagos this morning. So I'm going to go back to the telephone and allow Lagos ask you one or two questions because we're going for a break in about 4 minutes. So if we can squeeze in one question or two for you, it'll be nice. But I particularly have my own, but that will be after the break. So let's go to the telephone and take some calls. Hello, good morning to you. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, please. Hello, you're on Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please.
So, I want to comment about this thing that you people are discussing about health.
Go on, please.
Okay. So sometimes I will have chest pain.
Have you gone to the hospital?
No.
So go and see a doctor. We're not diagnosing anything on the show.
Okay.
Go and see a doctor, please, and go very quickly.
I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you for calling. Please.
I'm listening to Nigeria Info.
Thank you. Hang up now and go to the hospital. Do not wait.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Lekki.
It's good to have you here.
I've been trying your people number for a long time ago.
Oh, I'm glad that you're here now. I'm glad that you're here. Yeah. Thank you, my friend. Please, wait. Go to the hospital.
Okay, sir.
We go fight if you not go.
Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. We can hear you.
Hello.
We can hear you. Good morning.
Hello.
We can hear you. Can you hear me? Oh, I think you can't hear me. She can't hear me. Dr. Tsuyi, let me squeeze in a question first. The calls are coming in, but I don't want to forget this question. But let's go to the call, this last one, then we'll come to you. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning to you.
Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm so
okay,
sorry.
Okay, let me continue speaking.
Okay.
My name is Jipo. You see, I want to advise people that they should take this checkup thing very seriously.
Hmm.
It happened to me. I didn't know anything about checkups until it was too late. I've been having high blood pressure. I didn't know until it destroyed some of the organs in my body.
I'm so sorry.
Like my kidneys and the liver.
I'm so sorry.
So please, this program is very important. And I encourage Nigerians, no matter, some have the money, but they don't just want to go for checkups. It's very important. You know your health status, know your BP, know your sugar level. These things are very, very vital.
Yes, they are.
And it saves lives. So I know how much I'm spending on a weekly basis now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please, Nigerians should take their health status seriously. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. Dr. Tsuyi, let's go to break. When we return from that break, I have a question that I know is on the minds of many people. And the question is, how regularly should people go for checkups? And what are the most important ones? I know that comprehensive is good and all, but, you know, the cost thing that we will still talk about, the cost part. But that's my question when we return, okay? Please stay with us. Lagos, let's go to break Lagos. We'll be right back. Stay here.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Health Thursday, where we discuss everything and anything health and health related here on the Morning Crossfire. I am Sherif Quadri. I have public health experts of many years of experience, Dr. Tuyi Baudu, on the telephone joining me this morning. Tuyi, thank you again for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Sherif.
Let's go straight to the question I asked earlier, because the phone lines are still buzzing. I'll come to them in a minute, because I know a lot of people have questions for you. How regularly should one go for medical checkup?
Yeah, thank you very much. Now, the regularity of medical checkup should depend on some factors. One, what is the age? Okay. What is the exposure the person is having? What is the pre-morbid status? Okay. And the present issue dominating the public health as it is. But when you talk about basic health check, you should do that at least once in a year.
Okay.
Okay? And it's not basic. Basic in the sense that you want to look at, your physical examination. The health worker will look at you from head to toe, check your level of pallor, check jaundice, look at the level of blood, do feel your organs, listen to your heart. And just do general examination, your skin, everywhere, even do rectal, for men, and then best examination for women. And that's basic. And then, in addition, It will take your weight, your height, calculate your body mass index, and actually take your urine and blood for some basic checks. We most of the time we tend to forget our visual acuity, and then we tend to forget our dental check. You know, those ones should actually be, you know, put into basic in such a way that once in a year, you get those ones done. Now, of course, blood sugar should be done at least once in every year,
Okay.
If you check your skin, the PSA in men, which is a screening thing for cancer, once you're above 40, it should be done at least once every year. Now, the next thing is that every 3 years, someone should do a colonoscopy. Colonoscopy is like 15-20 minutes check that will look inside the colon and try to screen for a cancer of the colon, because we know that it's like number two common cancer we see in both ages. So it is very key.
Every 3 years, you say?
Yes, a colonoscopy must be done. Okay. Then, even like every 2 years, you must be able to actually check for women, a pap check, a pap smear check, you look, because you are trying to check for a common cancer that can affect women. Of course, the palpation of the breast is necessary. You know, and then BP and cholesterol, we know that one must be done regularly every year.
Okay.
That's essential.
Okay.
So, any chance, every time you have the chance, you must do an echo. You must check your liver function, thyroid function. You must screen your lungs.
Yeah.
A mammography becomes essential every 3 or 4 years. Mm. Mammography for women, especially if you're at risk. After palpating or doing physical screening and you find out there are lumps in the breast, then you check all those ones. So, generally, that's the pattern generally. There are basic tests to be done every year. And then, at least once in every 2 years, there's a basic organ check.
Right.
What are these organs? You are looking at your lungs, you are looking at your heart, you are looking at your kidney, you are looking at your colon, and your reproductive system. Okay? Those ones are basic. And then this organ check will help to tell you the state of functioning of your organ. It will help to date. Sometimes you can do what you call age of the organ. This guy is 30 years old, but the liver is looking like that of... a 65-year-old, or the lungs already, clouded with all sorts of dust, and looking like lung of somebody who is 70 years old.
Right.
So it's important, because when you detect it, you can know the intervention you need to do.
Yeah.
I've had this thing where we have to check the liver of somebody, and we'll find the enzymes getting deranged. All we needed to ask him is to stop drinking alcohol and then take some fruits. And, you know, after a year, the thing became normal. So there's always that gap for you to check, to revert to normalcy when you check early.
Dr. Tuyi, let me take a few more calls, then I'll come back to you on the issue of cost and the role of government, the role of health insurance, the education around it, out-of-pocket problem that we have. We'll come to all of that in a moment. But let's go to the telephone. Take more thoughts from Lagos this morning, and then we'll come and treat all of those. If you're just joining us, you're welcome. We're discussing regular health checks and how important it is, how very vital, essential this is for everybody. We are streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. That is Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube. You can drop your comments there and your questions there. WhatsApp is also very up and active. You can drop your questions for Dr. Tuyi on WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. If you want to call, though, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Like I said, you're free to bear your mind, no judgment. You can ask a doctor any question at all. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Please, I want to ask the doctor a question.
Go on, please.
Why is it that I have a friend? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
I have a friend. In 2010, I personally, I have some crises, which up till today, I still cannot understand. Mm. I was rushed to the hospital in February 2nd. I spent almost a year in the hospital in in 2010. Talking to you.
My word.
But during that time, there were people coming to donate blood for me and certain things. And there was a particular friend of mine who came and to donate blood for me. But checking on him, the doctor said the person you're even coming to donate blood were even more better. That was how they checked him into the hospital.
Hmm.
My question to the doctor this morning is that when I asked my friend, why didn't he go for checkup? He said when he go for checkup, that doctors will start asking for questions that are not meant to ask. But I could not understand what my friend meant. And I even asked the doctor when I left after a year in the hospital.
Okay.
No doctor was able to explain that. Please, I'm asking, what was the question that you think they can ask from somebody who come for checkup and it wouldn't be asked? Please.
Thank you very much for this for the question. Now, the process of clinical diagnosis goes through at least minimum of 3 stages.
Mm.
The first stage is to sit the person down. The person will tell his story. You ask questions. The question is supposed like investigation. It's supposed to deepen your understanding of the complaint.
Mm.
If someone says that, listen, I am having difficulty in breathing. You know, it can come from your lungs. It can come from the heart. It can even come from the blood when the blood is not sufficient. So the question the doctor is trying to ask is to exclude each of those things so that you can cone down on the investigation. If you don't know how to ask questions, which we call history taking medicine, you cannot pass. You have to ask questions.
Mm.
After the doctor has asked those questions, what the doctor is trying to do exactly is to exclude some things. For instance, if I'm to do an HIV test in somebody for someone now, and I ask the person, when was the last time you were exposed to sexual exposure? And the person says, I've never had it. Okay? And the next question will be that, listen, have you shared it? Those questions are trying to ensure that, do I really need to do this test in this person?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Then the next thing you do in that regard is to put the person on the couch and examine. You listen, you palpate, okay? You listen, you touch, you do. There's a basic thing you have to do.
That's right.
That will not tell you specifically where you're having some. So because some people sometimes, they may not give you the question. You might just touch the tummy and find out the liver is enlarged.
Hmm.
Then it tells you that you have to do this test. The third level is actually to run those tests. When you run those tests, you now have to aggregate the question you ask, the examination you did, and the outcome of your test. That is what now forms a decision. It's a thorough scientific process. So when the doctor is asking you a question like, do you have this social history of social in your family?
Hmm.
It's not really ready to recruit your family. It's just trying to get perspectives on dimension of the test he needs to do and the kind of checkup he needs to repeat as soon as possible. That's basic in health.
Right.
Very basic.
Right. Let's take another call. Oh, I think we lost that already. Let's jump on another one. Hello, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, thank you for this wonderful topic.
Thank you.
Yeah, like my sister will always tell me, any small thing I run to the hospital to go and check. I like going to the hospital. It's not because I like going to the hospital. I just want to know the state of how I am. Mm. You understand?
Right.
You know, because recently I had dizzy spells. You know, I was like, if I stand, it's as if I want to fall. I had to go to the hospital. Doctor asked questions and all that. I said, okay, I was complaining of backache. And I said, go and do an x-ray.
Hmm.
Yeah, I did the x-ray. There was nothing. And the thing continued. It said, go and do a cervical x-ray. That's the neck. I went to do it. So that was when the answer was, okay, I had cervical lordosis or whatever. That is muscle spasm.
Quite
the muscle, you know. So I started treatment. So imagine if I didn't go.
Hmm.
You understand?
Hmm.
So it pays to go to the hospital, like my husband would do once a year, as in everything, as in the yearly exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, examination, they will check everything.
Comprehensive.
You know, comprehensive. Good. It's very good so that you can get abreast on what is happening in your body.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherif.
Good morning to you.
This is Damola from Ikeja.
Welcome, Damola. Welcome.
Please, I want to ask the doctor a question.
Damolako, can you turn off your radio first? Please do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed that I have fibroids.
Okay.
Yeah, but I want to ask a question. If somebody stops my straightening, does it necessary to go for the surgery? That is the first question.
Okay.
The second one, sir. I've been having cough for long. And over 2 years now, I've been taking palm oil, and it's always subsides. And I want to ask the doctor, does the red oil have any negative effect on somebody taking it with a soup spoon every day for 2 years? That's my two questions. And God bless the doctor and Mr. Sheriff.
Thank you, Damola. Dr. Tui, let's attend to
thank
that.
Thank you. I heard that clearly. Now, if your period ceases, don't always assume that it has to be the fibroid that can cause it. There are so many factors that can lead to cessation of period, especially what we call a menopause prematurely. Okay? Now, what you need to do is see your gynae. They will do a proper assessment, check your hormone, look at your system, ask many questions, and then determine exactly what could be causing that problem. Now, yes, if you're having that cough for that long period, it needs investigation. You cannot... There's no reason, because let me tell you, there are two reflexes that clear the airways, the upper airways. One is sneezing. The sneezing helps to clear the upper airways, okay, so that it can be free and your breathing can be smooth. Cough helps to clear the lower airway so that, you know, that can also be free, like, you know, as well. If you are having repeated cough, then you need to ask questions. Why should this person have repeated cough? Now, taking... palm oil, trying to figure out, you know, because so many things can soothe cough, especially dry cough that is due to some irritation, even ordinary menthol, drinking water. So there's no convincing evidence to link the little cessation or what we call the partial cessation of your cough to the palm oil.
Hmm.
So please get a proper check-in. Get the proper check-in. I always encourage our listeners to always have a number of a doctor they can call, look for, you know, virtual app that they can get involved in, and then get a deeper understanding of their body. That's their home. Get a deeper understanding of your body, you know, and then don't delay.
She mentioned the palm oil thing as well, two spoons a day.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that even if you take menthol, if you take water, it can soothe cough, especially if it's from irritation.
Right.
Okay? Drinking palm oil as our own treatment or for cough is not, there's no science behind it for now. Maybe there'll be some later. But what is more important is the fact that she needs to interrogate deeply why she's coughing nonstop. That is more important to us than the palm oil.
Let's talk about the cost, Dr. Tui. If you listened very well from the beginning, you would notice that, I mean, you mentioned it yourself, you listened. You know, there's a lot of people were talking about cost. What can be done? Because a sick nation is a poor nation. A healthy nation is a wealthy nation. Indeed. What can be done? Both from the government side, I know that there is, we now have HMOs everywhere now. Is there education, enough education? Incidentally, the first advert that came up when we went for our mid-break adverts break was about insurance, the Lagos State insurance. But then the question is, how many people are actually aware, educated enough, informed enough to know that it's even cheaper to have health insurance than to depend on out-of-pocket spending on one's health?
Yeah, Sheriff, the yawning gap we have in our health outcome in this part of the world is what I would call health literacy. Health literacy. Health literacy is a huge component of, one, behavior-seeking pattern, two, decisions taken by people, three, you know, the understanding of when to seek care. So, you know, health literacy must be, you know, streamlined. It must be actually, you know, deepened down to the grassroots, in the language that people understand, with the people that people can really identify. I know that, listen, at this point in time, when I am 16 years old and I'm planning to, I need to do this check, check.
Yeah.
Now, so we can't have we can't have excess of health literacy, basically. You know, because diseases evolve, so many things happen, even the content of your of your education will also need to change as time goes on. So health literacy, health literacy, health literacy. That's the first thing. Now, secondly, what I'm expecting, because the cost, health is not cheap. Let us be sincere. But government must be able to figure out, or society must be able to figure out how you deliver health care to people that are the fringes, people that don't have money. In the rural area, people that are challenged because, you know, no job, they have some preconditions that is likely to make them, you know, return to worse form of poverty. So government must be able to figure that out. And then one of the few things that becomes important is the fact that is there health insurance? Now, what I'm looking, because right now we're just about 3% coverage now health insurance in the nation. Yeah. Now, what I'm looking essentially is that can we use the public health, primary health care system to drive, you know, health insurance? Now, Lagos is having primary health care insurance program.
That's right.
Okay, which I am proud. I was the first person that raised the issue for a long time that we should, Lagos should have a primary health
insurance scheme.
Okay. Now, link it, because everybody here, we have data, we have numbers, we have NIN number, we have sort of numbers, you know. Link everybody to a health institution. Link everybody. Okay. Now, what one of the things that can make this cheaper for the state or for individual is that you schedule, in fact, on each of these primary health care centers, a call is made to individuals. You are 40 years old. You are due for your first check of prostate. You are 32 years old. You are due for your first mammogram. You are this, you know, you must be able to send mail and contact people, you know. And then what we're saying is that part of the money, the consolidated thing for the Health Act, okay, should be actually be channeled to deal with health insurance. Now, I was proposing a card specifically loaded to pay for healthcare. Okay? The card, you can't use it to buy any other thing apart from healthcare.
Apart from health.
Apart from health. You know, you use that. Everybody has that. We can actually, you know, do a visual or even a data on these people staying in this part of Lagos called Lekki. They have, a lot of them are using drugs. A lot of them have HIV or whatever. I'm just giving that an example. I'm not saying that's the case. And then we know that intervention we need to do exactly to reverse.
Dr. Tuyi, I'm going to have to find time to bring you back because we're out of time this morning. We must go now.
It's okay. We'll find time to talk.
We'll find time to talk some more about public health.
There's a lot, especially in terms of cost, and how to assure that people have access to healthcare that can be actually be meaningful.
That's right. Because, that's right.
A family that is an average family, once hit by serious illness, can revert to poverty.
Thank you
so much. May not be able to recover.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tuyi Mebaodu. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Sheriff.
That's our show, Lagos. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you on Monday. Good morning to you.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.